Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Bay Packers team president, Mark Murphy, getting set to address. I mean, what a sham all this is.
What do you think they're asking him about?
Right. The stockholders in the Green Bay Packers, which is just a bunch of fans that have a certificate of paper, they get to ask him some questions. You damn sure they're going to ask.
Y'all gonna sign Aaron back. Y'all gonna make sure he comes back, right?
So there is a kind of interesting growing. I've now seen this a few different places. Andrew Brandt was an executive with the Packers for a long time. Now he does media stuff. He has his own website. I subscribe to this Sunday email he sends out every week. He has a podcast. He works for SI. He's all over the place, right? There's a suggestion that Brandt has made that I've now seen kind of Ian Rappaport made on NFL Network as well. It seems to be perhaps, you know how a theory works, Bri? That somebody proposes the theory and then it slowly kind of gains people that understand it or think it.
It creeps on you.
Yeah. It starts to creep and grow and perhaps gain momentum and snowball, right? Well, the theory, Mullins, is that Rodgers doesn't want to be there. Green Bay needs him. He's the best quarterback in the league. Maybe. I think it's Mahomes. Listen, Aaron, come play this year. We'll knock off the last 2 years on the deal, which are funny money anyway. We'll let you go. You get to call your shot. You get to pick where you go. But we need 2021 out of you. And then we'll give you your release in 2022 and 2023, where, again, even a dude like Aaron Rodgers has dummy years on his contract with no guaranteed cash. So it'll be an easy release for all parties. You agree to it. Get the lawyers involved. Make sure it's going to happen. Ta-da! You have a peaceful resolution for Rodgers and the Packers. It's a...
But that's not what he wants.
Well, did you see on, I think it was their Instagram page over the weekend, both Rodgers and Devontae Adams, Green Bay star receiver who's in the last year of his contract, both of them posted a picture on their IG story of Pippen and Jordan, and it said The Last Dance. Kind of juicy.
Yeah.
And you're right. I don't think that's what he wants, but I don't think he's going to get what he wants. They didn't trade him. They're not going to cut him. Maybe this is the best option.
It may be a best option, but I think it's the thing with this whole deal is it's not about principle. It's about pride. And when pride gets involved, everybody shows exactly what they are, per se.
Sure.
I don't believe he would agree to something like that.
He might not, but I do think there's two thoughts here because I've heard you say this, and I totally understand what you're saying about trading for Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Because the price tag combined with his age is a short move. It's not long term. Mm-hmm. It's not like trading for Deshaun Watson, who's only 25. You're trading for a guy that's 37.
Yep.
If we get to, and I've said this for months, that I believe the Washington football team gets their quarterback answer in 2022. They go and they get somebody like the Rams did Stafford, or they draft somebody, they move up for a kid. They identify and target their quarterback of the future next offseason. I think they have to. Now, are there scenarios where Fitz is great this year or Heinicke emerges? Sure. But if those scenarios don't emerge, they have to identify their quarterback in 2022.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If this was to happen, and you've got people that are plugged in, Michael Silver, that works for the Washington football team now as an NFL Network guy, he tweeted out, this is a path that could make sense for Rodgers and the Packers. Silver's a Cal guy. Rodgers a Cal guy. Rivera's a Cal guy. I don't know. I'm paying a little bit of attention, Mullins. If Rodgers becomes a free agent, will change the direction of one NFL franchise. For sure.
Yeah.
Would he come to Washington? I don't know.
He might.
A lot of people say he wants to go to the West Coast so he can do Jeopardy or whatever else.
If he wants to go to the West Coast, that takes us out.
If you want to go to the West Coast, where are you going?
Not going to San Fran.
Not going to the Rams. You're not going to the Chargers. The Rams just traded for Stafford. The Chargers have Herbert. San Fran just drafted Denver and traded up for Lance.
Denver has round-trip flights to L.A., $50. He doesn't even need to worry about it. He can fly on his own plane.
Washington has flights.
Not as quick as Denver.
True. So Denver's a real option.
Especially if he's going to be doing Jeopardy.
You'd have to wonder about the Raiders. The Raiders have always, I mean, nobody flirts with other girls while being married, quite like John Gruden. And I'm just talking about quarterbacks. Uh-huh. They've got Derek Carr, who's a pretty good player, and Gruden is always looking. He is that meme, holding Derek Carr's hand, but looking at the other girl walking down the street. But what are the other options? I would wonder about New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think, because it's not.
But that is the original L.A., though. So
New Orleans, yeah, it's true. Because the thing, if a
Louisiana
guy like
people, just in case y'all didn't understand,
yeah, I got it. But if a guy like Rodgers gets to free agency, mm-hmm. he gets to decide everything he wants, and all of a sudden it's what are the most attractive locations?
Yeah,
and it can be anything. Jeopardy, the way those taping schedules go, like Pat Sajak does Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. He has a house in L.A. and a house in Annapolis. Mm-hmm. And he's probably in Annapolis more of the time. Those TV shows, you tape like three of them in a day. You usually have to work for 3 weeks and then you're off. So they can make that work. Mm-hmm. So just think about what teams are quite good or look to be good that don't have a quarterback. Who wants Rodgers? The Bears? Is he really going to do that to Green Bay and go to Chicago?
Well, they just drafted a quarterback in the first round.
They did. But, I mean, Favre went to Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota's kind of good. You get rid of Kirk.
Once they start talking money, you can care less about who you used to play for.
Totally. Yeah. So who is appealing? I think the Saints. If they keep that defense, you got Sean Payton, you've got explosive playmakers, I think the Saints would be appealing, and they'd have a need. Mm. The Broncos have a need. I don't think Bridgewater or Drew Lock is the answer. Are they that appealing? They got some good receivers. You got Von Miller mm-hmm. aging a little bit. You got Justin Simmons as a baller. But
I think if Aaron Rodgers goes there, he goes there bringing more than Peyton brought.
Peyton was damn good.
If defense is any good, and Aaron can go be effective, he could change that around.
Well, you know that, I mean, the reason it worked for Peyton in Denver was Adam Gase. It wasn't because of Peyton Manning, obviously. Wherever Aaron goes, he makes an immediate
improvement.
That team becomes a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I agree.
My point is, I don't think Washington would be at the top of the list for Aaron Rodgers, But I think there'd be some compelling reasons to at least look under the hood.
Yeah.
And it's free agency now. I get your reticence with going after him in a trade because of all you'd have to give up. But now we're just talking about paying money.
If it's free agency and it's just paying money, they might get more expensive. Because now Certainly. You're dealing with other people that maybe to bring something that's, like you said, closer to L.A. and those type of things. And they may make it a little bit more entertaining for him. So, but we'll see. We got to get through this season, though, before we get to worried about Aaron Rodgers.
But here's what I don't understand. I tweeted this out at J.P. Finley, NBCS. Faye Newton on Twitter says, no, don't want him. Jeremy, his handle is WashingtonFan44, says no.
A lot of people don't want that the way he is and how it's about Aaron all the time. And as I stated before, I don't care that he and Ron went to the same college. Ron has preached how things are going to be. If you make a move to go get Aaron Rodgers, it ain't going to be like that for him. Because he's going to come in here with that mindset, making a certain level of money that you can't sit up there and try to do him like you did other people. It ain't happening. So that takes a little bit of that certain culture thing. Part of that gets thrown out the window. But in this game, you're judged based off of wins and losses. And if you can get a quarterback of that caliber, you normally say, okay, I should have more wins than losses. But then don't be upset when people don't buy that whole thing you've been saying.
I think if Rodgers was to come to Washington, he immediately becomes the most powerful man with the Washington football team.
Definitely.
And that might disrupt, to your point, some of the organizational change we've seen happen.
Mm-hmm. But then again, people have done things with different people and done worse in the past.
The goal, I also think this, we have seen, especially in this town, but you see it across the NFL, in a lot, what's the right way to put this? A lot of people that work in professional football, and my guess is other sports as well, but certainly in professional football, and Brian, you know this, they're more focused on their own self-preservation than they necessarily are winning or making the best decisions for that year and for the years going forward.
Yeah.
I mean, you see.
I think that is as prevalent as anything out there, but they will always tell you it's the opposite. But when you watch them, you see what they're doing.
Just watch the moves.
Yeah.
You'll see a GM come in, not like the coach, but keep that coach for a year or two. Then the GM fires that coach, and he's able to sell it to the owner as, we didn't have success because that wasn't my guy, but let me get my guy in here.
Yeah, because I get 3 years while he's here, then next time you're going to give me 3 or 4 more. I'm trying to get 6, 7 out of the whole deal.
And the GM, when he gets his coach, won't get his quarterback right away. Because then the GM and the coach that are working side by side have a bad year or two, and they're like, well, we don't have our quarterback. Let us go get our guy. Mm-hmm. Boom. You finally get your guy. Then you get another 2 years. It's about self-preservation. I've seen it. I've lived it. Start.
Right up under your nose.
Start looking at the league through that lens, and you see this unfold lots of places. I don't know, and I don't believe that that's how Ron is going to run his football program. I think he's going to run it long-term building, but if a player like Aaron Rodgers becomes available and it gives you a real window at a Lombardi, that's something you got to
That's the ultimate goal. You want to jump on something like that. Then again, still, when people doubt you based off of things you said, that's on you.
It's wild, though, what's happening in Green Bay. You've got all these fans are sitting there, and they're all screaming, where is Rodgers, at the guy that's basically the owner, this dude Mark Murphy, and then Paul Gutenkist. I do a very poor job of pronouncing his name. And let me clarify, his first name is Brian, not Paul. Brian Gutekunst. So this is a tweet from Tom Pelissero, who's on hand in Green Bay right now. And he said, Mark Murphy starts by praising Brian Gutekunst and saying he's the right person to lead the football program going forward. One guy yells, I've never seen him throw a touchdown. I mean, listen, I don't know much, if anything, about Brian Gutekunst.
Mm-hmm.
But how on earth do do you get into a scenario where you're picking Brian Gutekunst over Aaron Rodgers? How do you get that far down the plank? There's a whole big boat. There's a gym on the boat. There's a dining hall on the boat. Captain's quarters. But somehow you end up on the part of the boat where the only place you can walk is out the plank. And you know what's out the plank? When you have to jump, sharks, ocean, drowning, pirates, man-eating octopus. That's where Brian Gutekunst.
Hold on. You just threw me. Where the man-eating octopus?
I'm telling you, this is a deep part of the ocean. How do you get here? How many missteps were made? Aaron Rodgers might be the most complicated, annoying dude on the planet, but make it work. Don't end up on the plank.
Yeah, I just think some people do not ever let the employee tell them how to do things. And I think that's what he's been trying to do. And if you let one person do it, the next is going to try. And the next is going to try. And then you're going to be even farther down the plank than you think.
That's fair. And we've
sometimes you have to stand up.
We've seen some moves here in Washington where Ron has maybe thrown some dudes down the plank because he's not going to get questioned.
Nobody has been an Aaron Rodgers yet.
But still, nobody has been Aaron
still,
Rodgers yet.
You would have to challenge him. Like the great coaches do, they challenge everybody.
I know this, B. I know this in my soul, in my core.
Mm-hmm.
If Aaron Rodgers gets to free agency and he picks the Washington football team, you know who should be his real estate agent?
Who's that?
My guy, Jonathan Leahy.
Well, Aaron Rodgers probably could just walk into a place and say, here, I'll pay you this, and they'll probably run with it. But you know what? When you get a Jonathan Leahy soul sign, it means more than just money in your pocket. Jonathan got Caroline home sold in just 12 hours for $10,000 over list price with no contingencies. And then Sue Me, she listed her home with Jonathan, who sold it in 6 days for $30,000 over list price. Knack sold his home with Jonathan for $20,000 over list price in just 7 days. The common denominator here is when you sell with Jonathan Leahy, you're going to be getting more money in your pocket. You're going to probably get more money than you asked for the house. And that's a great thing for everybody. You can go out there and get all types of things with that extra money in your pocket. And Jonathan even guarantees three offers on your home within 72 hours. There are no open houses, no repairs, or hassles, just cash. Jonathan offers flexible fees customized for your needs.
And here's the thing with Jonathan. There's nobody that will outspend him in the marketing space, and there's nobody that will put more money in your pocket. On average, Jonathan Leahy sells his homes for 5.5% more than other agents. If you sell your house for $400,000, that's $22,000 back into your pocket. That's why I would trust my friend Jonathan Leahy to sell my home. I was DMing with Jonathan this weekend on Instagram. Call Jonathan today, 301-651-4900, or go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or it's even easier. You can follow him on Instagram or just Google him, Jonathan Leahy, and start packing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah! How's my Little John? Yeah! You want it more guttural?
Yeah! No.
Let's hear yours.
Yeah!
Damn, that's good. Brian is elite at making noises. Give me your best turkey call.
Oh, no, I do turkey call.
You do.
Which one do you want me to do? The gobble gobble, or you want me to do the...
I'd like both.
No.
Give me your best.
I don't want to do it. I want to see Cody do it.
All right, Cody, you're up. Turkey call.
Cody will do a turkey call, but only if you do one too, B-Mitch.
It's a turkey call contest.
I never did a turkey call. I did a rooster.
Well, the gauntlet's been laid down. That was a pretty good turkey.
I don't know.
That was awful. I also meant that was good. Again, good. That was a turkey with ADHD. Brought to you by JP Fiddler.
You sound like a cartoon character.
I don't know. God, weird things happen on this show all the time. Yeah. My guy William in Purcellville. I haven't even opened the phone lines. What the hell? Let's open them. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. Phone lines are now open. Let's go to William in Purcellville. William, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's an honor to talk to you guys. You guys were just talking about Aaron Rodgers coming to D.C. I just bought a 2021 Toyota Tacoma from Mooresman in Fairfax.
Attaboy!
I got Jamie got me sold when he told me. I listen to 106.7 all day, every day. I'm a truck driver, and you guys are good people, man. You guys get me through my life. I appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you, man.
That 3 month XM, I get some good fantasy sports talk on the radio, and they were talking about Aaron Rodgers possibly coming to D.C. or New Orleans. But you said a couple minutes ago, immediately he would become the most powerful man here in D.C., and is that good for our culture? But now it's, I think Cody, who answered the phone, answered. He would immediately become the most powerful man. But isn't every franchise quarterback that's good in the league, don't they get that treatment?
No.
And with our organization, I mean, Justin Herbert, I mean, he's young, but Deshaun Watson, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, I'm talking about the great quarterbacks, don't they always have that power within the organization because they're that great, and self-preservation of the organization. I don't think it would kill our culture because, with what we have as a team right now, I think we're ready to win the Super Bowl. Now we're deciding, do we want to win a Super Bowl or the culture is, I feel comfortable with Ron Rivera, but, he is going to become the most powerful man, but it's like we're trying to balance, you know, I was just trying to say, I mean, he will be the most powerful man, but
I don't think Tom Brady was running nothing in New England, although he was that powerful. I don't think Sean Payton was taking second fiddle to Drew Brees. Yes, you give them you give them leeway in certain instances. And they have different rights and things that other players may not have. But you just saw a guy basically just tell an organization, you got to get rid of your general manager. If I'm a coach or a general manager on another team, I'm leery of that guy.
Sure.
And I understand what he's saying. Yeah, they get special treatment, but no, they don't run the damn organization. That doesn't happen.
Some spots, I think they might. I kind of think Dak might be. Dak has a better hold of that organization
Dak
than Mike McCarthy.
Damn thing over
Jerry
there.
Jerry is. But I'm just saying, instead of the coach. That's actually a really good point, though, because the best quarterbacks tend to be willing to listen and work with their coach. Although, obviously, it got to a divorce point between Brady and Belichick.
It took 20 years. I mean, I'm talking about when you build up something, and there is that back and forth. And I have to believe that as much as we sit up there and say it got to a breaking point, Bill Belichick still had final say and was running stuff.
Well, I'll add this, too. Ron had Cam Newton in Carolina. Mm-hmm. And Cam, we're all kind of remembering Cam now, inaccurate passer, arm trouble, injuries. There was a stretch of time there with the Panthers where Cam was the MVP. He was arguably the biggest or one of the biggest stars in the NFL. Ron was able to make that work.
But Ron and Cam built that together.
True.
Cam didn't walk in already thinking his S didn't stink.
That's where the difference comes. Number one overall pick?
Number one overall pick still. I'm a young guy, and Cam was very impressionable, and he went on. See, I draft you as a guy coming out of college, number one pick. You feel indebted to me. That's not the same thing as a guy I've been playing 16, 17 years and just shun a whole organization and say, okay, I want to go there. It's different. But I still think how Aaron is running things is not what all quarterbacks do. Even Tom didn't do it like that. And Tom Brady probably had more clout than he even tried to push forward. Tom took a lot of pay cuts to make sure people were around him. Aaron ain't doing that.
Nobody has more clout than Tom Brady. Linnell doesn't have as much clout as Tom Brady, and few people have the clout.
Linnell don't have much clout because how many people you got for eating the cicada?
I don't know, but one of these days he's going to move to Alabama. He's going to save up that money and get to Alabama. Let's go to Brendan in Winchester. Brendan, what's up, man?
Hey, man. First-time caller here.
Thanks, man.
You know, I've been a Washington fan since I was like 7 years old, man. 21 now, so.
Ooh, man, you old, man. I'm just joking.
I talk about the quarterback situation. Man, I don't think they even need Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson in there right now, man. I believe in having enough faith in Taylor Heineke and Ryan Fitzpatrick that honestly I really don't see the need for either one of those guys, because we got to sign a lot of people coming up in the next couple years. So I think leaving that like money open and trying to find your guy that you already have would be a good choice, you know.
All right, man. I think what he's saying makes sense, and that's the mindset that I think if you're a guy putting together a team, you have to think about those things like that. But if you feel your team is close enough right now, I can understand trying to get a guy like an Aaron Rodgers. But just know that stuff is coming with that. Now, and also on top of it, we saw LaFleur go up there and become the head coach, okay? And LaFleur and Aaron questioned the hell out of him early on. You think he's gonna just walk up here and listen to everything Scott says? Or are you gonna say, look, man, listen. I was very much like I'm saying Aaron Rodgers is, but I would listen more than Aaron Rodgers, I think. When I walked into a franchise and a special teams coach who's been around for a smidget is trying to tell me how to return kicks, I'm like, dude, are you out your damn mind? I've been doing this longer than you even thought about coaching in this league. You think Aaron Rodgers is going to go change anything he's doing based off of what somebody's going to tell him that's been in this job for 2 years, 3 years? Ain't happening.
Would be an interesting one. this is from a tweet from Burner 9990. Now, Cody, I'd like you to investigate. This may or may not be Mitch Tischler's burner account. Mitch Tischler has a burner account, and I believe this is it, but it may not be. Okay? Can you investigate that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cody's on the case. Burner 9990, which may or may not be Mitch Tischler's burner account, says, I'll pass. Can't trust a man that can't even slam a light beer. You remember the video?
Where he couldn't slam a light beer?
So Bakhtiari, the tackle, the Packers tackle, has become very famous for crushing beers whenever he gets on the kiss cam, I guess at Bucks games. And they put Rodgers up there, and he like tried to chug it a little bit and just didn't get it done.
He's not a B. Mitch, is he, Lynn?
How about that, Mullins? What'd you think of Brian's beer chugging
He's
ability?
He's not a B. Mitch.
Tell that story briefly.
I was pretty stunned on Friday. JP was going to play golf with somebody who he can't mention on the air for some reason. By the way, you need to tell us what you shot.
Wasn't good.
I noticed I never got a text.
Exactly.
Or a phone call.
I
don't have the card.
Well, we asked you to take a picture of it.
I don't think he shared my information with said person.
Yeah.
I can do that now. I'll do that in the break.
Well, it's a little too late.
This story is about Brian, not me.
Right. Anyway,
all roads lead back to making fun of me.
I think Cody had gone to pick up lunch for us on Friday, and there's a liquor store in this building, and you had him stop by and get you some beer.
Oh, I still owe you money, Cody, I think.
Yeah, you didn't pay him the whole weekend. Cody needed that money to go lose it at a casino.
You didn't pay Cody. You didn't take pictures of the card. You're just slacking all over the place. Anyway, you had Cody pick you up some beer from that liquor store. And while we were walking out on Friday, you asked B. Mitch and I if we wanted beer. So, of course, we said yes, because why wouldn't you want some beer?
It's free.
It's free beer. And then B. Mitch and I were recording some stuff after the show, and he just decided to absolutely pound one of the beers. So then I gave him mine and
said,
B. Mitch, pound this too. And it took him, grand total, about 15 seconds to down two beers. And he said it was absolutely nothing. He felt nothing afterwards.
Nice. It was nice.
I mean, I've seen him do that. He slams the beer.
Slams
it. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin just slamming it.
But I think
and then he crushes the can.
Every time I do it, I think I'm Stone Cold.
Yeah. There is a little bit of a difference, though, because like Stone Cold spilled most of it down his shirt down his chest.
I don't believe in wasting.
Beamish didn't spill a drop.
Dude, and the speed and tenacity
it's just
with which he slams the beer, I think that's also how he ran the football.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sometimes you got to think about one thing.
I know.
Straightforward.
I know that you have a cuddly side, but I don't think it emerges very often.
My cuddly side is always out there.
Most of the things you do fast and hard.
Not everything.
When we return. Listen, this is serious.
Oh, my Lord.
We're going to test B. Mitch's geographic capabilities. Brian has a very, very odd talent that you're never going to believe, but we're going to reveal that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Be Mitch and Finley. Lot of good debates going on. Brian and I just played a hell of a one-on-one soccer match. I'm winded. Brian somehow lost his headphones, it appears. Did somebody come in here and steal them during the break? They're right there, dude.
No, I'm not looking for the headphones.
I don't know what he's looking for. Do I understand we have Mitch Tischler on the BetQL guest line? Mitchell, there's a lot of consternation about what may or may not be your burner account.
Mitch, why do you have a burner account?
Yeah, why do you have a burner account, and what is it?
Who are you hiding from?
Who are you hiding from?
Okay, we'll go through this, because, JP, we already laughed at Pete for messing up which my burner account was.
Yeah, but now I think you have two.
I created the burner account because I got locked out of my – the second that I got verified, I got hacked, and I was out of my Twitter account for almost 2 weeks, and – I wanted to see what was going on in the Twitterverse. I wanted to follow my good friends, JP Finley and Brian Mitchell. So I created a burner so that I could do so. And I tweeted from it multiple times. For those that are listening, my burner account is burner A689-35617.
Why you got all them damn numbers?
Yeah, why? That burner account sucks.
That sounds like a prison number.
Yeah, it said enter your name. I entered burner account, and they auto-generated that number for me. That means there are a lot of other burner accounts that are out there with the same thing. There are probably 689,355 other ones.
So what about the other burner account you have where you said you don't want Aaron Rodgers if he's a free agent?
So it's funny that I'm assuming that's the burner account that Landfill just sent me, because about a month ago, Pete liked or retweeted or favorited something from that account as well, thinking that it was my burner account, and JP on our group text thread, you and I both laughed at him for mistaking the burner account.
So JP don't remember that, though. There's something wrong with his brain, I'm starting to realize. I
mean,
would you have any advice to tell us? I mean, any reasons as to why he might have a fried brain?
There are plenty, but I don't know that they're suitable for radio.
Mitch, you're welcome to stay here with us as I break down some important news. To start with, I really think we should start with this. This is breaking news. Popeyes is launching chicken nuggets.
Well, they're going to just take the chicken tenders and cut them smaller?
I don't know. I'm reading a news story about this. Popeyes is putting a twist on its iconic chicken sandwich with the launch of brand new nuggets, and they're about to be a game changer. Popeye's new chicken nuggets are described by the brand as poppable versions of the very popular chicken sandwich.
So they're going to cut up the chicken sandwich instead of the tenders.
That's what it appears.
Yeah. And then they're going to give you some level of dipping sauce. Yeah.
I'm in on that.
I'm a huge fan of their tenders. I think they have the best tenders in the game.
The tenders are off the chain, man, especially the spicy ones.
They're basically just small tenders.
Yeah.
I think this is tremendous news, honestly. Outside
the way that they marinate those spicy ones, Mitch, whoo, man. Ooh.
Outside of the vaccine, the development of the COVID vaccine, I think this Popeye's chicken nugget news might be the best news of the year. Too much?
I think the best news of the year was the launch of
the vaccine happened last year, didn't it?
That's a good point. So maybe this is the best news of the year. We've also developed Mitch, if you need to go or anything, you're welcome to go, dude.
I'm just hanging out down here in sweltering Richmond.
Oh, you're already down there. How?
Oh, yeah.
What is the setup? Where are fans going to be? Let's get boots on the ground.
When is ZZQ
opening? Mitch is in Richmond. Tell us everything.
It looks beautiful down here. I'll tell you what, the fields are in immaculate shape. They look incredible. It looks very similar to the way that it's always looked. They put up a couple of light panels, I think, for the afternoon, nighttime walkthroughs. There's nothing discernibly different about the setup as it looks right now in terms of where fans are going to be versus where they've been in years past. So it'll be interesting, I guess, come Wednesday when they really get going to see where it is. I guess there's some stanchions that are set up maybe about 5 feet back from where they normally are. But it's all pretty close to the way that we last remembered it.
So will it be the same, like, there's fans kind of working their way down that hill to the little yellow rope, then the media, then the players? Are we all going to be that close to one another?
I think there's going to be the stanchions coming down that hill to not allow fans all the way down. So there will be a gap between the media and between the fans and the media, and then the players, and then we'll be in the gravel, kind of. We'll be, instead of on the grass, we'll be in the gravel. So we'll be a little bit removed, but not too far away.
Wow. I will get to town maybe 8:39 tonight. Where are we going to eat? Or will you have already eaten? Am I on my own?
Something happened.
We can wait around for you. What is a great first night meal in Richmond? Are we doing Plaza Azteca?
Yeah, no. Wait until Wednesday night, huh?
We're definitely not doing Plaza Azteca. Beamish gets down.
Let's go to the Italian place we went to last time. That was fun.
Joe's Inn? I love Joe's Inn.
Yeah, I love that.
That's where we've had our first Richmond meal. But if you want to wait till Wednesday, we can do that.
We can go back.
We can go
back.
Y'all
do whatever you got to do.
We can go back.
We got some breaking news here.
We got some news here. Mitch, I'm going to let you go, buddy. Thank you. This is actual news, not Popeye's Chicken Nuggets news.
Make sure to not screw up my burner account, and JP, work on that memory.
Mitch has a number of burner accounts. That's all we've confirmed. Ian Rappaport just tweeted, this is live, coming at you. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he does plan to play for Green Bay this season, sources say. That is the expectation. Many factors at play, but with GM Brian Gutekunst saying he is hopeful for a positive outcome, there is a glimmer of optimism. I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers, free agent in 2022. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah, but I just say, what if they go out there and win a Super Bowl this year? Is he going to want to walk away?
A lot can happen. A lot can change in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want to do.
I kind of doubt that they would, but I'm just saying.
We are making our official predictions. All four boys here on the show, we're all going to make NFC North, NFC South, NFC East, NFC West. AFC North, AFC South, AFC East, AFC West. Predictions. Who will win all eight of those divisions? Plus, I will ask Brian Mitchell, what a GM can say to make a player like Aaron Rodgers come all the way back. We're doing that next, 106.7 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.